Testimony concluded this week in the trial that could determine whether the Barnes Foundation will move from its longtime home in Lower Merion, Pennsylvania, to downtown Philadelphia. Despite a collection of art worth more than $20 billion, administrators say the foundation is broke. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose has this update.
The Barnes Foundation was a mess, says Executive Director Kimberly Camp, when she took over in 1998. Such a mess, Camp says, that the foundation didn't even know, because of poor record keeping, that hundreds of items were missing.
One of the most important pieces missing is a Matisse painting. We know that there's a Renoir ceramic missing.
The missing Matisse came to light during a week of hearings in which the Barnes Foundation is asking a court's permission to break the trust of Dr. Albert Barnes, which says the collection's paintings cannot be rearranged, sold, or moved. Camp testified that a plan to relocate the collection to Philadelphia's Museum Row, with $150 million in backing from the Pew Charitable Trusts, the Annenberg Foundation, and the Lenfest Foundation, is the Barnes' best option. The city and state back the move. Lawrence Barth is Pennsylvania's senior deputy attorney general.
Does it move to Philadelphia and have an opportunity to grow and thrive? Or does it stay in Merion and die? Which serves the people of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania better?
But opponents of the move say Albert Barnes did not intend for his collection to be primarily a museum open to the general public. Barnes chartered the foundation in 1922 as a school, and three current Barnes students are challenging the move in court. Dr. Harvey Wank says Albert Barnes built a campus, including a 12-acre arboretum and a gallery, all to present the art in the setting he wanted for his art education classes. Wank says there's simply no way that can be recreated in a new building downtown.
The only way you can duplicate that is if you move the arboretum and you move the artwork all together and brought it down to the parkway. And I don't think I know a trailer truck that big that can do it.
The students also argued that the Barnes Foundation hasn't considered all of its options, says their attorney, Terrence Klein.
The trustees have not explored less damaging alternatives to moving the paintings of the Barnes Foundation from Merion to the city of Philadelphia. For instance, they have not considered selling the farm at Kerfeel.
Kerfeel was Barnes's country estate, which Klein says has been mostly shuttered since his death. The Barnes Foundation has been offered as much as $12 million for Kerfeel, according to Executive Director Kimberly Camp, but she says the 137-acre property is home to Barnes's considerable collection of decorative arts, and therefore, like the paintings, not for sale. However, neither Kerfeel nor its contents were covered in the original Barnes indenture. Judge Stanley Ott asked Kimberly Camp about another possibility, leasing some of the foundation's paintings for a limited time to raise money. Ott seems to be responding to a proposal advanced by art dealer James Maroney to lease paintings to private collectors who would be obligated to return them when they die.
What I've basically proposed to the Barnes is that they can have their cake and eat it too. Most other museums, when push comes to shove and they run completely out of ideas, they sell. The fact that the Barnes has this indenture protects the Barnes from that unethical and tragic situation. By this method, they can sell pictures and get them back.
Barnes officials said at the trial they were skeptical of Maroney's plan, which they say would pose security risks, and they insisted that nothing short of a move is likely to solve the foundation's long-term financial problems. But the central issue of whether to move the Barnes brought the most emotional moment in the trial, when 86-year-old Barnes instructor Harry Safarbi testified. Safarbi said the Barnes Foundation is itself a work of art. To move the paintings, he said, would be a betrayal. But to sell a few, Safarbi added, should be an option. Judge Ott is expected to issue his ruling in January. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.